Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Set. Hicks delivers and Abrams swings and drives into the air to left center field. Moving over is the left fielder. Duran has a play and a couple of steps shy of the warning track in front of the Red Sox bullpen. He makes the catch and this one is over. The Red Sox come to the nation's capital and wind up with a sweep of this three-game.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals. And that was the call last night as the Boston Red Sox get the sweep of the Washington Nationals, who are last place in the NL East, and they have decided to fire President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez, the team announced Sunday night. And that is going to be the main story on the show today. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I think my first question is, were you shocked by this move at all? 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at A-Wide Radio or at 910 The Fan. Stub runs the ones and twos. He'll get you on the airwaves to talk to me. Biff is our intern for the summer. I know he's probably fired up to talk about this major news. Was I shocked? Was I shocked yesterday? Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was a Sunday afternoon in which I was excited to maybe talk a little Wimbledon, to talk a little USA versus Mexico, my thoughts on the NBA free agency, and then, boom, we get hit with the bomb by ESPN that the Nationals front office, the Lerners, have decided to move on from both Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo. And that's what shocked me, right? Like, you had... I feel like everybody that was watching the team this season had to feel like something was coming. But you had a major move from an ownership group that's, all reports, been kind of hands-off for what seemed close to 5 years, right? They won the World Series in 2019. They spent money to try to run it back in 2020, the COVID season, which was shortened, and they were not good anyway. And since then, they've just sold off all their talent. Juan Soto, Trey Turner. The list goes on and on and on of guys that were really good here in Washington and then are playing better ball elsewhere. Now, even a guy like Kyle Schwarber was awesome here in Washington. They didn't want to pay him to keep him. And so that's what shocked me. It's a move from an ownership group that I didn't think cared. I didn't think was paying attention. I was blown away that they fired both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. And to me, this was more Davey Martinez deserved to be fired. Davey Martinez deserved to be fired. The team sucks. They're in last place, right? I mean, they're one of the worst teams in baseball this year. They've got some talent, too, so it's not like the talent level's not there. But they're below Miami. Atlanta's had an awful season. They're below them. They're 16 games back of the NL East. They're also a ton of games below 500, 37 and 53 on the season. And you get swept by the Red Sox at home. That's not when you make a move. I think this move was made during that 11-game losing streak that included losses to the Mets, the Marlins, and the Rockies, and maybe to save face, to save public opinion here that would have been just destroying them after that losing streak there to kind of, all right, we're going to make a move. They regrouped. They came back home, and they went on the road. Then they came back home and lost again, and then they decide to make this move. To me, this move says the decision was made weeks ago because you don't have a manager in place. You do not fire a manager without having a manager in place. That doesn't make any sense. They had this move already done. They were going to do this. And I'm kind of shocked that they moved on from both of them. Davey deserved to be fired. Rizzo, to me, this is the case of the Lerner's not wanting to extend his contract. So you might as well move on from him. Because if you don't want your general manager, Mike Rizzo, your president of baseball operations, to hire the new manager, then why not just move on from him too? Right? Because when you decide Davey's done, and that's Rizzo's guy, you're going to either let Mike Rizzo hire the new manager, or you're going to move on from Rizzo too and completely start all the way over. And I think that's what it came down to. Is other than that, it's a weird move. And I'm not blaming Rizzo. I'm blaming ownership. All right, that's what I'm blaming here. They have not given Rizzo the correct resources since 2019 when they won it all. Do I believe ownership will get these next two hires right? Hell no. Hell no. The Lerner's are quickly becoming the Dan Snyder of DC sports ownership. So I don't think they're going to get this right because I don't think they will make a splashy hire or an expensive hire. I don't believe that at all. The quick reports we've heard are they're going to hire from within. Since when has that ever worked in sports? Take an example from the Washington Wizards. Ted Leonsis finally, years later, he moves on from Ernie Grunfeld. He lost half the fan base sticking with Ernie Grunfeld for all those years. And then after all that, he hires Ernie's clone, Tommy Shepard? They got that wrong, right? And so do I believe ownership will get this right? No, because they're not going to go out and get a splashy hire here. They're not going to. They're probably going to take the cheap route, hire from within, move the guy from AAA up to the majors. That's their idea. They're going to pay somebody probably half the money of what Mike Rizzo was making and probably a quarter of the money that Davey Martinez was winning because those guys are World Series champions. I'm going to say this right now. I don't think the new GM will have won a World Series. I don't think the new manager will have won a World Series unless they were on the staff with the Washington Nationals in 2019. We've heard from multiple reporters that this team lacked professionalism and urgency. And that I 1,000% agree with. If you watched them on TV this year, if you went to a Nats game, heck, if you went to spring training, you saw they lacked the urgency of a team that needed to make a step forward this season, right? It wasn't, 70 wins wasn't going to get anybody excited. 80 would have. And it's like, you talk about the professionalism. Well, it's like everybody's forgetting about last year. What the hell was C.J. Abrams doing gambling till 4 a.m.? That's supposed to be your best young prospect. Who's looking after him? Where's the veteran leadership to sit C.J. Abrams down and tell him that doesn't happen? That's not what you do in the majors. I mean, if this team was in a better spot, they might have traded him after that. But they couldn't because he was one of their best young prospects, right? And so I think it's like those are examples of the inconsistency with some of these young guys. You have to wonder, were they called up too early? Is it that there's not leadership in that clubhouse? And that's why, to me, I'm pointing the finger at Davey Martinez. To me, this seems like an organization where the manager and the GM were on one team. Front office ownership was on another team. They did not agree on big things, on little things. And, the word that I've heard from Chelsea Jane, who covers the team, was details, details, details. And baseball has turned into all things analytics in the Nats front office. Maybe we're not fully bought into spending the money on all of the analytics to ensure that their team has every little advantage to help them win. And to me, it seems like in the last 5 years, the major leagues have lapped what the Washington Nationals are doing. We've gotten worse. All these teams that were in the cellar in the basement of their divisions are like good now. And Washington's back in the cellar. So that's why I understand making the move here. I was just shocked that it was both of them. And I don't believe, unless the ownership group is going to be more invested and spend more money, that they're going to get this right. I don't think you can do better than Mike Rizzo in this spot that you're in right now. I mean, Rizzo said it with his quote, right? I had to navigate that organization, that ownership group, for 20 years. That ownership group. Other people have said this is one of the worst ownership groups in baseball. Who wants to work for them? Who wants to be the general manager? Who wants to be the manager of that team? You're not going to get anybody that's won multiple World Series, I feel like. You're going to have to hire from within, and that's why I don't think it's going to work. And I think this team is going to get worse before they get any better. That's my take. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Were you shocked the Nationals moving on from both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez? You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local here Monday from 12 to 3 p.m. Burger night. It's back like it never left from 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or a bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. So I thought that this was going to be, you know, a nice welcome back from vacation, talk a little Commanders, look ahead to training camp, the NBA news. And then my world was rocked with the moves yesterday. The end of an era leads to an uncertain future. That's exactly how I feel after the news yesterday. The Nats moving on from both Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez. Helping us clear things up right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, Nats insider for Masson Nationals, Bobby Blanco. Bobby, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Hope you had a good vacation.
I did, man. So why don't you start by giving us your initial reaction on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually on my vacation right now, so I was just chilling at our house, you know, relaxing, you know, had finished watching the game earlier in the day, and that's obviously get swept by the Red Sox at home. We're watching the All-Star rosters being revealed, and that's get two All-Stars selected to the game in James Wood and Mackenzie Gore, which should have been a celebration for this organization, right? Those are two guys that, of course, were major pieces in the Juan Soto deal that, you know, now former general manager Mike Rizzo made in 2022. They are elected by their peers as All-Stars. It's the first time the Nationals have had two elected All-Stars in the same season since 2001, which was the last time this team was competitive, or trying to be competitive. And, yeah, it was supposed to be a fun night. And then an hour later, after those that's revealed, we're seeing that the Nationals have fired both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. And, you know, my first reaction was shocked and awe. I think it's, you know, you don't expect that to come down on a Sunday night, especially, you know, while, you know, Major League Baseball is trying to keep its focus on on the All-Star rosters. But, yeah, it was definitely very surprising. And like you said, at the end of an era, Mike Rizzo's been here since 2006. He's been the head man since 2009. And, of course, Davey came in 2018, the longest tenured Nationals manager, and both of them are the only two general managers and managers to win a World Series for this team. So, end of an era indeed.
Yeah, but you mentioned it. Mackenzie Gore and James Wood got screwed, right? This is their All-Star appearance. The headline should be Wood and Gore make the All-Star game, and more about how James Wood, you know, is top 10 in the league in home runs, and Gore is top 10 in the league in strikeouts, and that's the youth that the Nats are bringing up here towards their rebuild. So why not make the move today and let them get their day of Sunday, because today's a travel day? Why did it have to be last night in your mind?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer. I think you're right. Like, you know, the Nats have an off day today. They don't have a game today. But I will say that the team traveled last night from D.C. to St. Louis to face the Cardinals tomorrow. So word probably would have gotten out that Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo are not on that plane.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's more of a, unfortunately for James McKenzie, ownership and the team wanted to get ahead of it, manage the message, be the ones to announce that we're doing this, not just have, you know, 24 hours of speculation, you know, with, you know, leaks coming out to ESPN, to the Post, to Masson, whatever it may be, that, like, hey, the manager and the general manager are not with the team in St. Louis. What is going on? They wanted to get ahead of the message, I would assume, and control that message and be the ones to announce it instead of it leaking.
No, I get you there, but then I think the follow-up question would be, why not make this move during that 10-plus game losing streak that really destroyed the entire season? I mean, it wasn't that bad of a start here, right? I felt like at times in May, we were starting to get excited about what this young roster could become, you know, not for this season, but for the future here. Why not make the move during that massive losing streak?
Another great question, and I think, you know, unless someone from the Lerner family steps up to a mic, we may never know the answer. I think it's a good point. I mean, my thought process all along was, if you're going to make a move or do something, and, like, I'm not calling for anybody else's job, I'm not calling for anyone to lose their job, you know, but I do understand this is a business, it's an industry that happens. If you're going to do something, I was kind of expecting maybe a lower-level move during that losing streak, you know, a changing of a coaching situation or in the player development staff or whatever, or, you know, a roster or whatever it may be. But that didn't happen. And then now here you are a week from, literally almost a week to the minute from when they announced this move, they pick number one overall in the draft on Sunday night. And so the timing was just odd that they had an encouraging, you know, you could point to a better West Coast road trip. They just won 2 of 3 from the Tigers, who have the best record in the American League. But then you get swept at home against the Red Sox. And, you know, I think it does come down to Davey and Mike Rizzo both had contract options that need to be picked up at some point in July. And I think, you know, maybe credit to the ownership, they tried to give these guys as much time as possible to turn it around. And then after a 3-game sweep at home, that might have been the last straw, and says, we can't really wait any longer. If we're making the decision that we know we're not going to pick up those options, we should do it now, because otherwise, you know, what's the point of having a lame duck general manager make the number one overall pick and then also navigate a trade deadline by the end of the month and have a lame duck manager manage the next 20 or so games only to let him go in August? Like, it just, from a business standpoint, that part makes sense. But I do does kind of feel like, you know, the ownership group tried to give Rizzo and Davey as much time as possible, even after that losing streak, to turn things around, and they just didn't come to fruition.
I think that what they have to do, what the Learners have to do, is hire a GM first, hire the new president of baseball operations, and have him hand-select his manager to take over this team. But I'm not sure that's the way they'll move. I think my question is first is, do you believe they will hire from within?
So I say, actually think I would correct you or just argue with you that I think their first decision that the ownership needs to make is how are they going to own this team moving forward? Because it's been unclear, right? Like they were one of the top spending organizations in baseball for 10 years, always in the top third in spending. They've been in the bottom third since they won the World Series. So how are they moving forward? I think they need to answer that question first before going ahead and hiring a full-time GM. Like you said, that would be for me be step two, the GM, and then have him hire the manager step three. Because if the ownership decides, hey, we want to get back to, you know, being big spenders, being a major market because we are in D.C., and spending a lot of money, then let's go get the, you know, right-hand man with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Astros, who one of those teams that spends a lot of money and a guy that knows how to navigate a team that operates that way. If you're deciding, and I'm not saying one way is right, one way is wrong. It's just you have to make a decision. And if you're deciding you want to operate more at a low cost and not cut costs, but just be a lower cost operation, then go pick the top guy from the Tampa Bay Rays or the Cleveland Guardians, one of those teams that has operated on a lower budget for a long time but has a long run of success in terms of drafting, developing, and acquiring players and making them into major leaguers while also having a low payroll. I mean, that's again, neither way is right or wrong. They just have to make that call and then go find the best fit for however they want to operate the team. And then from that point on, then that general manager has to then find the best manager to then manage the baseball club in that way. So I think that will be their first. But, I mean, for hiring from within, I don't know. I think you're going to see the Mike DiBartolo, who is stepping in as interim GM, get a fair shake for the rest of this season. I think you're going to see whoever steps in as the interim manager, whether that's Miguel Cairo or Matt Lecroy from AAA Rochester, they're going to get a fair shake for the rest of this season. But I would imagine at the end of this year, no matter how the next 2.5 months, 3 months go, they're going to do a wide-ranging search. All those guys will get a fair chance to also interview, and this is, you know, now their interview process is starting today. But I would imagine, you know, if the Learners really want to do this the right way, which there's no reason to think they don't, I think you have to kind of broaden your horizons and go and, you know, uncover every rock and try to find the right fit for however you want to run this team.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right in the fact that the number one thing they have to do is decide what kind of ownership group they want to be in baseball. But you mentioned Cleveland. Like, that's just going to piss me off because this is Washington, D.C. This is the nation's capital. This is a major market. And so that's why I just believe they're going to hire from within. I feel like every move they've made has shown me they're going to be cheap. They're not really committed to going to win and spending all that money to do so. They're not committed to doing what the Mets are doing, to doing what the Yankees are doing, to doing what the Dodgers are doing. They're treating this like they're Cleveland. And so I think they're going to hire from within. I think the guy that's getting the opportunity is going to keep this job. You know, explain to me why you think that they, from their track record, that they will actually commit to being a major market ownership group after the way they've been the last 5 years.
Well, yeah, I guess because I would say, I mean, they have 10-plus years before these last 5 years of doing it that way. I mean, it's just a matter of whether or not they want to do it. I mean, like that's a question for them, honestly, not for me. I can't speak for them. I don't know how they're thinking. I don't know their thought process behind this decision. It seems like it kind of came to a spear last night where they decided this is the time to make the call, but I can't speak to how they are going to run this team. I get the frustration of, you know, this is a Washington, D.C. team. This is a major market. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the way that the Cleveland Guardians run their team. There's nothing wrong with the way the Baltimore Orioles, I know they have a down year right now, but for the past 5 years, the Orioles have had the best farm system and the best young talent in the game. There's nothing wrong with the way that the Tampa Bay Rays do their business. It's different markets, I understand, but those teams have been competitive and have a chance to win every single year while also having a consistently stacked farm system and a consistently good scouting department when it comes to the draft and signing minor league players. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just different ways of operating. But I get the frustration that, you know, if you're coming from the standpoint, hey, this is Washington, D.C., we need to operate like one of the big boys, I think it's a different conversation. But I can't speak on for the learners on that part.
Yeah, but tell me if you agree with me in terms of, like, Tampa Bay or Cincinnati or Cleveland, you know, some of these teams here, mid-major markets, that they can have success 1 year, but can they be contenders every single year without spending the money that some of these other, you know, major market teams are? That's what I want, the contenders. And I understand, and, you know, it's, I'm speaking point of frustration here. I'm not, like, you know, asking you, like, you're the learners, you're the ownership group. But for my frustration, it is, I don't want to be good for 1 year. I want to do what we did from 2013 to 2019, where every single year they are a contender. And for that to happen, I think the ownership group needs to spend on free agency like they did back then.
Yeah, I guess my counterpoint to that would be, like, you know, I think last year was the first year the Rays missed the playoffs in, you know, in like 5 or 6 years. I mean, they made the World Series in 2020. The Guardians made the ALCS last year. And I think they've won the AL Central, you know, 5 of the last 6 years, 6 of the last 8, whatever it may be. I mean, they're consistently contenders because they do it in a way where they focus on draft development, acquiring international talent, and developing it through their minor league system where they don't have to spend a lot of money. And then when they get to guys like a Jose Ramirez for Cleveland, they lock him up long term, or they get to a guy like Francisco Lindor and say, you know what, we can't lock him up long term, let's trade him at his highest point value and get a lot of prospects and keep, you know, feeding our farm system. So it's just a different way of going about it. But again, I do get the frustration that since the Nationals are located in Washington, D.C., it's the nation's capital, this ownership group has proven that they can operate there like this in the past. I get why you and fans might be frustrated that they haven't reverted back to that. It's just a matter of them making the decision one way or the other.
Bobby, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, A-Wad.
That is Bobby Blanco, Nats insider for Massin Nationals. Follow him on social media, Bobby_Blanco. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Watching a little Wimbledon action on ESPN. American Emma Navarro down early in her matchup right now. She's trying to reach the quarterfinals. American Ben Shelton is one set away from getting to the quarterfinals. Be awesome to have two American males in the quarterfinals after Taylor Fritz inked his name into the quarterfinals yesterday after knocking his opponent out early, forced to retire due to an injury. But we're all kind of reacting to the news, major news in Major League Baseball with the Washington Nationals ownership group moving on from both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Joining us right now to make sense of it all on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, our buddy Ryan Clary from Locked On Nationals, the podcast. What's going on, Clary?
Adam, how are you, my friend? It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
It's been a long 2 days, actually, yeah, when you consider the news broke last night. I immediately shot you a text. I said, I need the host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast, to come out with an emergency pod. I always see, you know, the boys, JP and his crew, come out with these emergency pods. And when VCU announced a new coach, me and my boys were like, we need an emergency pod. Why don't you give us an abbreviated version of the emergency pod by Ryan Clary after the news yesterday?
So the two big firings, obviously, is President Mike Rizzo and the manager Davey Martinez. Let's start off with Davey real quick, because I think this was a no-brainer. I do believe that the timing of this was maybe a little weird. Like, they probably should have done this a month ago when he came out with those comments and threw the players under the bus and he took the backs of the coaches. And Davey Martinez, for me, World Series champion, wish him luck. It was time to go. Now let's get to Mike Rizzo, because this is really the big story in town. Mike Rizzo is a legend. Mike Rizzo is really all we have known picking talent here in D.C. Yep. And I love Mike Rizzo. I think he's a great GM. I think he's a great executive. But let's be honest, the game has passed him by. I think Mike Rizzo is a great executive, he is not for what the Nationals need at this point in time. And I think this is a point that I've been trying to get across for quite some time. The Lerner ownership group, they have operated as if they are a small market team. This is not a small market city. This is a top 10 market in baseball. The Nationals throughout the 2010s, that's the way that they operated. They operated as if they were a top 10 market. They spent the money. That's where Mike Rizzo is good. Where the direction of this team is going is that they are trying to draft and they need to develop talent. Unfortunately, that's not Mike Rizzo's cup of tea. That's not what he was brought here to do. He was brought here to, obviously develop some talent, make some savvy moves, which he did throughout the years. But right now, I believe that the game has kind of passed him by a little bit. He's not that young, smart mind that he was back in 2009 when he was named the GM. I like Mike Rizzo. He's a legend. But I don't think it's that crazy to move off him at this point, because there's plenty of blame to go around, and it starts with ownership. But far behind that, I guess you could say it is Mike Rizzo in the second spot.
I kind of think Mike Rizzo will be a World Series champion again before the Washington Nationals. I understand what you're saying if this is operating like a mid-major market. That's my issue, Ryan. I'm upset with ownership group, and I don't think that you can blame anybody else but the ownership group. And I think if they spent more money than Mike Rizzo, you wouldn't be saying the game passed him by at all if they spent money on the players that he wanted. I mean, Grant Paulson told me about 8 different names that I was getting fired up for this past offseason. I think 0 of them got signed because the ownership group didn't spend any money. So how is things going to change from their perspective?
Well, okay, so things from the ownership perspective, they may or may not change. They, in fact, if I were to bet on it today, things would not change at all.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, can I tell you my take? And my take is this, and you're way more informed than me. I think they're going to hire within, from the GM to the manager. They're going to take the cheap route. It's going to be a guy that was just in the minors here in Washington, or a guy that was in that front office under Mike Rizzo. I don't think they're going to go on some national search and spend a lot of money to replace these guys. Am I wrong?
I mean, if you are right, then we have a whole other issue, because I think that would be a total epic failure. But I don't believe that they will. Like, are they going to go out and get the biggest, most sexiest name out there? Maybe not. But I think that this team needs a new head of operations. I believe that this team needs a fresh voice in that building. I'm not saying it's going to fix everything, because, again, we all know that the ownership is an issue. But also, with that in mind, Mike Rizzo was a little bit of an issue. Think about the past drafts and the guys that they had, the talent that they have had in this building. And you might say, like, well, what talent? That's up to Mike Rizzo. He has to make those decisions. Was he given the resources to do that? We could talk about that. That's an ownership issue. But also, the knock on Mike Rizzo for the last few seasons is that he is not an analytical guy. If you look at baseball today, it is all analytics. The Dodgers, they do it great. Obviously, they spend a ton of money, but also they develop really well. Teams like the Tampa Bay Rays, they don't spend any money, but lo and behold, they're still a good team. They still have a great farm system. And yeah, have they not won a World Series? Sure, they have not, but still, they've been competitive. And for a small market team that does not spend, they've been all right. I look at a team even like the Oakland A's. I think the Oakland A's, they are a disaster. We can all realize that. But also, they've got some young talent. They do invest in analytics. So, yeah, the ownership group, they're going to have to start investing, whether it be in free agency again or it be in the analytics. But I'm not here for the Mike Rizzo discussion. Like, Mike Rizzo was a great executive. I think he still could be a great executive. But for where the Nationals are right now, this is not your guy moving forward. You're operating as if you're a smaller market team. Then, with that in mind, you've got to get a young analytical guy in this building, someone fresh from a new organization outside of the building, come in here and change things up, and hopefully we can start to see some more talent come through the doors, like Brady House and James Wood and guys like that, and you don't have to just go out and spend $300 million. Or actually, they've never done that, but still, you understand the point. You need to get talent in this building, and I think ultimately Mike Rizzo, he's the head of operations. It's going to fall on him, and he had to do better, and he did not over the last few seasons.
I kind of think that Rizzo should have fired Davey Martinez, and maybe that is one of the reasons why he is out of a job today. Ryan Clary with us here on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast. We can argue takes back and forth. Let's talk about the future of this team here, and they've got a number one overall pick. Who's that going to be?
I think right now it's probably going to be Ethan Holliday. My mind changed because of what happened yesterday, firing Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Like, there's a total overhaul. So at that point, like, you're acknowledging that this is a rebuild. You're going to have new voices in this building, and you just got to go and get the potential best player out there. And I think that's Ethan Holliday at this point. Ethan Holliday has the potential to be an all-star, silver slugger kind of guy who could hit 30, 35 home runs at a premier position defensively. I think Ethan Holliday right now should be the no-brainer pick. But if you think that Cade Anderson, the pitcher from LSU, left-handed southpaw there, if you think he's going to be the best player out of this draft, then you take him. At this point in time, you have to take the best player available. Simple as that. If Mike Rizzo was here, maybe things would be a little bit different, but I believe you got to take the best player available, and I think that's Ethan Holliday at this point.
I'm not against selecting a pitcher out of LSU after what I've seen from Paul Skeens. Ryan, you're the one that told me before this season this rebuild was supposed to come to an end next season, right? This was the year they were supposed to win 75 or higher, and the next year was supposed to get to the postseason. Well, so how much longer now, because I think the rebuild's kind of starting all over again, how much longer until this team gets into the postseason?
I mean, here's the thing. Let's just say ownership spends this offseason. I don't think they will, but let's just say they do. Let's say they go get a premier bat, and let's say they add a premier arm in free agency. I think that you could potentially sniff the wild card next season, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Right. So if they're not going to spend, they're going to operate like it's mid-market, and that's what mid-major market. That's why they fired Rizzo. So you have to take the mindset that they're going to operate this like they're the Tampa Bay Rays, like they're one of these smaller teams. So what do they do if they're not spending money? They're not going to have a big bat next year.
Then, yeah, I mean, I think this is going to take 2+ years then until we're talking about a potential postseason team again. And I look at a team like the Tigers. They're a mid-major market. They did spend some the past few seasons. That obviously helped them, but they didn't open up a massive checkbook. They've opened up more money than what the Nationals have. But if you do spend, let's say, $100 million on a bat, a left fielder, whoever it is, name the player out there. I don't expect them to land a Kyle Tucker who's going to get like $400+ million at this point. But if you operate as if the Tigers, like 2 years ago, they totally overhauled their baseball operations. They kept A.J. Hinch, formerly of the Houston Astros, and with that in mind, all of a sudden they're the best team in baseball. I don't think the Nationals will get to that point because, again, that doesn't really happen too often, but that should be the model for the Washington Nationals. You have the change of leadership in the front office, and 2 years later, all of a sudden, your organization is stockpiled with young talent in the farm system. You've got a lot of young draft picks that are making their debuts, doing really well with them, and they're a young up-and-coming team, and all of a sudden you then look at ownership and say it's time to spend. That's what they did this offseason. They made a postseason run last year. Now they're the best team in baseball at this point. I think you look at the Tigers and say this is how we should do it. Get someone young, fresh in the building, and then let's build from there, and hopefully ownership will follow, and maybe they'll start spending some money a little bit more.
So, Ryan, in conclusion, the move last night from the ownership group, the Washington Nationals, getting rid of Rizzo and Davey Martinez, says to the fan base, the rebuild failed. We got to start over, right?
I mean, I think that a little bit of that, yes. Like, I do think that that's a tough question, actually. I think it's a really good question. I think it just kind of shows them that we need a new message. Like, we need someone new in this building, because while there are guys like James Wood and C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, like, those three guys have all been all-stars at this point in time, and they're great. But again, if you don't have Juan Soto to trade, then you don't have any of those guys. So you have to look at the guys that we developed. So does it say that the rebuild failed? Not necessarily. It just shows that we are headed in a different direction. Mike Rizzo is not this analytical genius that you see with other GMs across baseball now. And I just kind of think that the message is clear from ownership. They need a new sense of direction with this team, and I think they feel as if that they're going to have their options open this offseason, and hopefully they'll have the pick of the litter, and some smart, bright, young GM comes in town, and they start to develop talent. They use analytics wisely, and maybe in a few years we'll be talking about another really good team here in D.C.
Yeah, I think my only conclusion I would push back at you is, well, Ryan, they're not going to spend the money. So why would a young GM that's probably going to get other offers choose Washington? That's why I think they're going to end up with somebody that wasn't going to get other jobs or hiring from within.
And you're right, but then you look at a team like the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, they're not the best organization in baseball. They have a terrible ownership group, yet they still develop talent. Their ownership group is constantly spending 29th or 30th in payrolls, yet they still have had really successful teams over the last few seasons, and they have a loaded farm system. So, like, yeah, while ownership not spending, it is an absolute issue. You have to spend in order to win games. But to be as bad as the Nationals have been these past few seasons, like, yeah, obviously some of it is not spending in free agency, but also look at the farm system. It's a bad farm system. And right now you have Travis Sikora, Harlene Susana. One of those guys, again, comes from the Juan Soto trade. You don't really have that much talent at this point, and that is on Mike Rizzo. That is who I blame at this point. Is it all on him? Absolutely not. I blame mostly the ownership. But Mike Rizzo does deserve a cut of that pie, and I think he's getting it, and hopefully we have some success moving forward. And we can talk about ownership all day, but I mean, they're an issue. We've known they're an issue, and that needs to change also. But unfortunately, we can't do that right now. We can't force them to sell. So that's where we are.
Mike Rizzo said, "I navigated that ownership group for 20 years." What do you think he meant by that?
Oh, I mean,
he meant they suck. That's as simple as that, right?
I do think that was a nice way of saying.
He said, "You guys thought you liked, you thought you hated Dan Snyder. Meet the learners. Welcome,
to
DC.
Let's not do that. They're not Dan Snyder. But yeah, I mean, I think you kind of hit it there. I think that it was kind of his nice way of saying this ownership sucks and they are checked out. And I think this is something that a lot of the fans know at this point. It's been pretty evident, pretty clear that they have not been all in. They floated a sale a few years ago. Then a year later, they're like, no, we're not going to sell. This past offseason, they're like, yeah, we're going to be all in. We're just waiting for Mike Rizzo to tell us when to spend money. I don't think that was the case. I think that they're operating as if the way that they are operating, which is a small market team at this point, and it's wrong. It's not what they should do. But also, if you're operating as a small market team, Mike Rizzo is not a small market GM. That's not been his forte for the last couple seasons now. So you just have to get a new voice in here, and it sucks. I think Mike Rizzo could still be a great GM somewhere else. It's just not going to be here, and I think it's a fair decision to make.
Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Make sure you tell Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye that Adam Epstein told you Mike Rizzo will win a World Series again before the Washington Nationals.
Okay, I'll let them know, Adam. I always appreciate it.
I'll be listening from 3 to 6 on The Fan. That's Ryan Clary. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Take an extended lunch break on a Monday. You deserve it. We're live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals, and the Nats were front and center on ESPN and all of your sports networks last night when they made a major move, firing Mike Rizzo, general manager, president of baseball operations, and your manager, Davey Martinez, both of whom helped the Nationals win the 2019 World Series. But since then, the team has struggled to win more than 75 games. Time to talk all things baseball here on Major League Chew.
Play ball.
It's time for Major League Chew.
Chew on that for a second.
What's the biggest story in the big leagues?
It is out of here!
Can you handle the heat?
There's no crying in baseball!
This puppy is headed for orbit!
Major League Chew on AWOD Radio.
Big bubbles, no trouble.
So the Washington Nationals get swept at home by the Boston Red Sox, and ownership decides to make a move, a major move. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez, World Series champions with the Nationals in 2019, out of a job as the team has really struggled in recent years, and sitting at 37-53. Rizzo, the top decision maker since 2013. Rizzo brought on Martinez, and under Martinez, the team won the World Series in 2019. That was actually Martinez's only playoff appearance. That kind of shows you how much he struggled as manager. And I told you guys my take is he deserved to be fired. Did Mike Rizzo? No. But as Ryan Clary has told us, as Bobby Blanco has told us, as several other Nationals reporters have mentioned, maybe Mike Rizzo is not the right guy for the job, considering this ownership group is not treating this team like a major market franchise like they did in 2012 and 2013 when he was given full control, to 2019 when they won it all. They've been treating it differently. They haven't been committing enough money, enough resources to help Rizzo turn this team around and finish off the rebuild. And so I think it's quite simple that that move shows you and shows the fan base that the rebuild failed. The rebuild failed. They thought that they could trade Turner, Juan Soto, basically half of the, or more than half, 90% of the 2019 World Series squad, and get good again, right? And CJ Abrams and James Wood and Mackenzie Gore are some good pieces, but it comes down to wins and losses. And 37-53, and you just get swept at home by the Red Sox. And I personally think this decision to fire both of them was made during that 10-plus game losing streak in June, as the wheels fell off in June and the train ran off the tracks. Because before that, you know, they were, it's not like they were above 500, but they were winning some series against some good teams. I mean, I'm going to go back here. All right, the terrible losing streak was from June 7th to June 18th, 11 days in a row, no wins, right? And that was awful. But are we going to forget about the six-game win streak in May? Or the series that they won in late April there over Arizona and the Dodgers, and then they played really well in a couple series after that against the Mets and the Phillies. The bottom fell off, not in May, in June, and I think that's when this decision was made, and I think they said, all right, we're going to save pace. We're going to save face. We're not going to let people know this is just an emotional decision because of an 11-game losing streak. It's basically a month later from when the losing streak started, June 7th, to when they got fired, July 6th. The team did not improve. They ended the losing streak, but then they started another one, and another one, and another one. And it's frustrating as hell to see this team lose 90-plus games every single year, because this is a major market. This is not the Baltimore Orioles, right? I mean, we should be running things like the Phillies and the Mets, and we should compete for the NL East every year with the Phillies, the Mets, and the Braves. And that should be the case. Not the bottom of the cellar. Not the bottom of the NL East, and just live there for year after year after year. It's been frustrating. They had to make a change. Martinez made sense. Rizzo, I don't love it. I don't like it at all. And I don't even think they're going to replace him with somebody that's half as talented as Mike Rizzo. Let's take a listen to Chelsea Janes, who was on the Junkies this morning, trying to explain why ownership made these changes and why they made them now. Why ownership made these changes. Here's Chelsea Janes.
I'm reluctant to assign much long-term strategy to this ownership group. I'd be surprised if they were in the losing streak and said, hey, let's target July and, you know, right before July instead. You know, I think they just decide when they decide. I might be proven wrong. We don't know. That's just me speculating. One of the things that stands out to me about this timing is, A, the proximity to the deadline to pick up the option. You know, the deadline was, you know, mid-July. And so, you know, I think that probably forced their hand in a way that the losing streak didn't. I also think, and no one has told me this, you know, the Nats aren't going to be home again until after the All-Star break. So there's a two-week period now where there's no one in that room that's going to have to answer to local media in any way for 2 weeks. Like, I think that is helpful to them. I think that's appealing. You know, the Nats go on the road and then they're off and, you know, the dust will have settled by then. So that might be part of it. You know, the thing I kind of wish they had thought through a little bit differently and maybe even just pushed this back till today was, you know, Mackenzie Gore and James Wood are first-time All-Stars, and the story of their day was their manager and general manager getting fired. So, you know, from that perspective, it was a little jarring. But
yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't think there was, like, a long-term plan. I think probably the deadline just forced their hand.
I really think Chelsea's onto something there in terms of why it happened right now. By the time they get back to D.C. after the All-Star break, there will be a new manager in the building. There's going to be the interim GM. I think she's right that some of the dust will have settled. Maybe this was simply a Friday news dump on a Sunday where the team is traveling, going to be on the road, then you're going to have the All-Star break, and then they're hoping by the time they get back here, there's not going to be 100 reporters with 100 questions. And maybe that's going to work out for them. I don't think they're going to get the new GM hire right or the new manager hire right. That's where I struggle to believe in this ownership group. Let's take a listen to Barry Svrluga, who was on the Junkies, talking about the next step, the GM search.
It really will be kind of revealing how the Learners handle the GM search. They have had a slew of execs from different areas in their business leave for other jobs over the past couple of years, and in almost every case, they've just bumped up whoever was behind them and not, you know, gone out and try to figure out who the best and the brightest out there are. I don't think they can do that in baseball ops. And that's not to say Mike DiBartolo isn't deserving of a shot. He's a really thoughtful executive and has been there a long time and knows the good and the bad that's under the hood there. But he has to be put up against a list of qualified candidates who are allowed to come in and make their own presentations. And really, they should be seeking opinions from all across the sport because this is a major, major hire, and they haven't done that for whatever it is, 17 years since they put Rizzo in charge.
So how are they going to manage this hire? Are they going to go out and find the best possible candidate Are they going to find the cheapest possible candidate? Or are they going to fit the candidate that are they going to find the candidate that fits what they want to do in terms of running this organization and how much they want to spend and how much they're willing to spend and the limitations that follow with that? Because as I told Ryan Clary, I don't think a top assistant general manager or I keep having to put this in football terms, the next Adam Peters, right? The next guy that's ready to take over a franchise, right? He was working his way up with the 49ers and other franchises like the Broncos and the Patriots, and everybody knew that Adam Peters was going to get a job to become a general manager. A lot of people believed he was going to be successful, and it worked out. The Nationals are not getting that guy because there's no way Adam Peters of baseball would want to deal with this. No way. So I'm very concerned about this next decision, and I'm very concerned about even next Sunday when they have the number one overall pick, because that's a huge opportunity, especially in a year where it's really not given. You know, I don't think people give enough credit to Rizzo for some of the picks he made, but some of them also were number one picks, like Harper, like Strasburg. But he deserves credit for like Anthony Rendon, so for like Trey Turner. And so I will always be a Rizzo guy, and I always feel like this. When your team sucks in pro sports, you have to blame ownership. You got to go all the way to the top. I felt that way for 20 years with the Commanders. I still feel that way about the Wizards and the Capitals. It starts with Leonsis. And so now, in terms of the Nationals, it starts with ownership. And they have got to improve. Improve in terms of spending money or how they go about their operations, because they're treating it like it's a mid-market, and that's not cool for the fan base at all, who was starving for baseball for 30 years, got a team, got them good, and then they've been irrelevant since the pandemic. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.